VOA News. President Trump has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran, calling the country a murderous dictatorship that has continued to spread bloodshed, violence, and chaos. The sanctions are to go into effect Tuesday. Iranians are already bracing for the effects. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi-owned Alarabiya TV and other Gulf media focused their newscasts Monday on the new U.S. sanctions that were due to begin going into effect against Iran Tuesday. Trump's executive order reimposing sanctions on Iran, including prohibitions on selling gold or U.S. dollars to Iran, sanctions on the country's automotive sector, and purchases of jetliners. Exports of drugs, medical devices, and foodstuffs are excluded from the list of new sanctions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In a speech broadcast on state television Monday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the United States cannot be trusted because it withdrew from the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran. He said Iran has always believed in resolving disputes diplomatically. And he said Trump's call for direct negotiations with Iran were, quote, only for domestic consumption in America and to create chaos in Iran. Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students who protested for a ninth day demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws. The latest clashes involved hundreds of students in the Bashundhara neighborhood of the capital, Dhaka, where several private universities are located. Protesters said at least 40 people, most of them students, were injured. This is VOA News. The situation is chaotic on Indonesia's Lombok Island following a deadly quake on Sunday. At least 98 people were killed, more than 200 seriously injured. Efforts are now underway to evacuate more than 1,000 foreign tourists from the country's resort islands. Indonesia's Garuda Airlines says it is making extra flights from Lombok to help tourists who want to leave. Associated Press correspondent Stephen Wright reports.
Authorities, while dealing with the human toll of the earthquake on the main island, are also trying to evacuate thousands of people from small outlying islands that are popular destinations for foreign and Indonesian tourists. Earlier today, there were thousands of people trying to get off one of those islands in particular, and there were hundreds crowded on a small beach, all jostling to get onto the small number of boats that were picking people up and taking them to the mainland.
The president of Ethiopia's turbulent Somali region has resigned following violence in the regional capital Saturday, in which at least 29 people were killed. Abdi Mahamud Omar resigned on Monday. Zimbabwe's newly re-elected president says he will not form a coalition government, despite his narrow win in last week's election. The opposition is gearing up to challenge the official results in court. Correspondent Columbus Mavungo reports from Harare.
In a television broadcast, Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa ruled out forming a coalition government with Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. The two locked horns in the July 30th presidential election, with Mnangagwa winning a slim victory with 50.8% of the vote, according to official results. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa has refused to accept the results given by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and accused it of rigging the July 30th polls for ZANU-PF party. On Monday, Chamisa spokesman Nkululeko Sibanda said the opposition had put together a strong legal team and will approach the court Tuesday to challenge election results. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
The California Highway Patrol says one person is dead and two others have been injured in a pre-dawn shooting between drivers Monday on the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Police believe a car pulled alongside a larger vehicle and fired shots into it, killing the driver. The two vehicles then collided with each other after the shooting. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.